Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, broadcasting from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Love being here. It's always neat. It's a great spot, man. It's a great bar, great restaurant, the whole deal. Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. An all-day broadcast, well, at least that is until 7:30 tonight. Chickies and Pete's, your destination for all postseason action. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of it. This segment, you'll hear from Conklin, you'll hear from Jaws, you'll hear from Ron, you'll hear from Rob Thompson. So a lot going on here as we broadcast from Chickies and Pete's. All right, so the phones. Let's go to Dennis right now in Mount Laurel. He's ready to go. Good morning, Dennis.
Come here. How are you doing today?
Doing well, buddy. Excited. Very excited, Dennis.
Absolutely. We should be. And I'll give you a trivia question. We haven't done one in a while at the end.
Yeah.
But I would go with...
It's like red meat for me, man.
I would go with Sanchez. Because Nola can pitch anywhere in the league. I'm not so sure that Sanchez can. It's all about matchups. I get that. But I would go with Sanchez in the second game.
Look, the you can trust Nola anywhere thing is a compelling argument. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's a very compelling argument.
I mean, he strikes people out. He goes 6-7 innings. I think he's equally good on the road as he is at home. He doesn't have a lot of emotion. That's a guy, it's like Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson went out there. It didn't matter where Bob Gibson was pitching. He was the same Bob Gibson on the road as he was at home. And that's why I think you got to go with Sanchez.
You know, what, Dennis, is really ironic about this, man? Nola was a guy, I would say... And I'm going to go past when they clinched the wild card and he was on the mound and 6 2/3, I believe, close to no hit innings.
He was perfect until he gave up a hit.
Okay, in like the sixth.
Yeah, I think he went 6 2/3 perfect,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
That's amazing.
Correctly.
But I'll even go past that. I think the moment where Nola solidified himself in the eyes of fans...
Was that next game?
As someone you can trust was game two against the Braves.
St. Louis.
I guess St. Louis.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean. I totally agree with you, Joe.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you.
Because he was awesome. And then
like six shutout in that
and
one,
And then
too,
his next outing was great. Now, he did tail off at the end of the 2022 playoffs. He wasn't a disaster, but he wasn't as sharp. But he is someone a lot of people have a lot of faith in. Dennis, give me that trivia question you got. I'm ready for an early hammer victory.
I think you could figure this one out in the history of baseball.
Well, I don't need to figure it out. I'll just know it. But go ahead.
Who are the three men... with the highest, you don't have to get them in order, but that would be a plus for you. Two to three men with the highest OPS in baseball history.
Wow.
I will go
so
with...
So you'll be guessing.
I will be guessing. I will go with Misters Williams, Bonds, and Ruth.
Two out of three ain't bad, Hammer.
All right.
So Ruth and Bonds are definitely there.
No. Babe Ruth won.
Yep.
Ted Williams, 2.
Yep.
And Luke Gehrig, 3.
Yeah.
Over Bonds. Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. I think Bonds was 4th or 5th.
He probably was. Dennis, give me a great answer for what's got a lot of red.
Well, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what color your skin is, no matter what nationality you are, you still bleed red blood.
Red blood. Wow, that's a big answer. I mean, that is a... Yeah. We don't have that. We don't got
Ming
life.
The Merciless doesn't bleed red blood.
Who's that?
Ming the Merciless. Remember at the end of...
remember. You know he doesn't remember.
What was that? Ming the Merciless. It was Flash Gordon.
Oh, man.
That movie,
you know Joe
Flash
would never know.
Gordon?
This is you're like, remember?
Like
you know Joe is... Joe
might not...
Have
that
you ever seen Flash Gordon?
Can I tell you what, you know, can I tell you what I know about Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
It was and over and over back in the day, so I thought maybe you...
That's possible.
The only thing I know about Flash Gordon, two things. One, Tom Gordon's nickname was Flash Gordon.
Sure was.
And two, that in the movie Ted, they talk extensively about Flash Gordon.
Oh, really?
That's my knowledge.
Did you get any of it? You're more of a Commissioner Gordon guy, aren't you? There you go.
Love Commissioner. And by the way, the best Gordon ever is Gordon from Sesame Street.
I agree.
I mean, that Gordon, I love Gordon and,
he was
and
so
Maria.
Warm and
they were
kind.
Wonderful. They were great.
Just a wonderful man.
All right, so another wonderful man, but not as wonderful as Commissioner Gordon, Flash Gordon, or
I didn't say Commissioner Gordon was wonderful.
Commissioner Gordon.
No, I was just throwing him in there as
like
a Gordon.
A good guy. Yeah. He seemed like
I think it depends on the Commissioner Gordon we're talking about.
All right, so I think a good guy is Joe Conklin, but he'll take a bite out of someone if he needs to.
And he
took a bite out of the Eagles this week. Let's listen. Conklin put something together for us this week that is fantastic. Sums up how a lot of his feel, now maybe not everybody, but a lot of his feel that Conklin is on point with this one. Let's listen to Joe Conklin.
Like, we need to reevaluate Jalen Hurts and, quite frankly, this entire team.
You're right, Merle. Maybe they just ain't that good.
We thought this was a good team, but they don't make many good team plays.
True that.
They stink. Smell the odor, so much odor. I long for those Super Bowl days with a coach like Nick. Sirianni is overmatched. This team's up a creek.
Hurts looks lost.
So many things that Hurts can't do, baby. And you know it's true. This team, this quarterback, they ain't that good. They overvaluated their talent. Tell Howie they just ain't that good. And Sirianni don't coach like he should. Well, they just ain't that good. Hurts insists on holding on to the football.
Except when he's turning it over to the other team.
Shame we gave him that big deal. Hurts has taken our team south. Need someone better at the wheel. Hurts turns the ball over all day long. Defense missing tackles all day long. They ain't that good. Tell Howie they just ain't that good. And Sirianni don't coach like he should. Well, they just ain't that good.
Look, great work by Conklin, obviously. I mean, like, he's a maestro of this stuff. And hopefully he is wrong, and I, so to speak, am wrong in thinking they're not that good. I mean, hopefully they can get it together. It's notable that, you know, I heard yesterday that a bunch of times in recent years when the Eagles have been 2-2, they've made the playoffs. So it's like, but also I will say this. Being 9-8, let's say, if they are this year, like they were in 2021, and you get smoked in the first round of the playoffs, that's not the goal, and that's not acceptable. That's not really going to make anyone really be in a good mood. I mean, it gives a little bit of a glimmer of hope in December and early January, but that's not the goal. So they got to play a lot better. Now, I will say this. Jaws said something to us this week that I was really fascinated by. We'll get to that in one moment. But, James, how great was that by Conklin?
Unbelievable. You can always see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. He'll be at the Cherokee High School on Saturday, October 26th, at the Media Theater on State Street in Media, Saturday, November 16th. It's the story of Philly sports through music. You can get tickets at joeconklin.com. Plus, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 at Parks Casino this Thursday, October the 3rd. That's today. See Joey Vega from the Comedy on the Road. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, including free tickets, free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
It's a great work by Conklin, who always nails it and obviously did again there. So let's get to Jaw. So, you know, obviously the Conklin thing, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I don't think they're that good, but we're also poking a little fun and trying to give you a laugh. But I was really struck when we talked to Jaws earlier this week. This, what you're about to hear, was about 10 minutes into a conversation. We had already covered a lot. We'd already covered Nick. We'd already covered Jalen, the defense. But near the end of the conversation, Jaws just kind of, you could tell where his mind primarily is. You could tell where he thinks the biggest problem lies. I'm inferring that, but it's what I think. Here's Jaws the other day with us. He's going to get to Jalen Hurts.
I will say this, Jaws. The coach and quarterback, though, better both pick it up quick, or they're not going to be here long.
Yeah, you know, I think Jalen is my concern, because, you know, that guy's got unbelievable talent, and for some reason there's just a demeanor about him right now that I don't know, makes me think there's something going on, and I'm seeing something that's not there, but he's not playing up to the ability we know he can play. 2 years ago he was a top three quarterback. Now he's probably a middle of the pack quarterback based on performance. And, you know, maybe we'll see when AJ come back. We'll see when Devontae come back, if he can get back. But, you know, I think the weapons of this offense are some of the best in National Football League. Now we'll see if Jalen can lead them.
Look, obviously he didn't get to play with some of the best weapons the last, you know, 2 weeks or so. 3 weeks when you include AJ Brown, I believe, 3 games. But he's got to pick it up. Look, you can respond and react at 215-592-9494 on the Eagles thing. I have been struck through the week, like on Monday after that game when we did a poll, you know, biggest problem, defense, Sirianni or Hurts. And the leading vote getter was Sirianni. I don't think that's right. I think the biggest problem is Hurts. But everyone's entitled to their opinion. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Speaking of polls, let's get to two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With the all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse, it has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Who would you rather the Phillies play in the NLDS? It's a game three today. If you missed it yesterday, the Brewers scored 3 runs in the 8th inning to come back on the Mets and win that game. So Reese Hoskins' season is still alive.
They got the momentum, Joe.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Well,
they were the only one to last. Remember the stat we talked yesterday?
Yep.
The only one that didn't sweep. The stat is pretty wild.
It is incredible.
The other way. And
yeah, there's a lot of
Brewers. Sweeps.
So, all right, who would you rather play, Brewers or Mets? Obviously, there's pros and cons both ways, Brewers and Mets. Who would you rather play? Second poll question. Who should bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper in game one of the playoffs? All right, game one of the playoffs, who should bat behind Bryce? We got 3 choices. We got Alec Boehm. We got Nick Castellanos. We got JT Realmuto. We put them in alphabetical order. Who should bat cleanup? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Darnell
right now. The thing that's tricky about this is Nick Castellanos I don't know that you even have to throw him strikes like that. I have seen him in a place where, my gosh,
I know,
no strikes, and he strikes himself out. That drives me crazy. And now that we're like getting closer,
I know.
Now that we're getting closer, that's what sticks out more than anything.
But here's
But
here's something that also sticks out. When he's hot, he gets hotter than the other two.
He absolutely does. He has been the savior of this team, not just this season, but last season also. When everyone else is just in a different key, he shines somehow. Like he, even though he has given us some horrendous at bats over the last few seasons, he, when everyone else is at their worst, somehow manages to like carry us.
Well, he has
and get us through.
Hey, make sure, of course, you be here at Chickies and Pete's any and every time you can. It's an amazing spot. Obviously, in October, it's going to be going crazy with Red October. Today, a great Red October rally. Be here if you can today. Enjoy the new Kelsey combo at Chickies, created by Jason. It includes crab fries, a barbecue burger, and garage beer. All right, to the phones. Darnell in West Philly. Hi, Darnell.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all going this morning?
Doing well, Darnell.
All right. I took you up on your offer, Joe. I called back again today.
Nice. Good man.
Thank you.
Good man. What if I didn't mean it? What if I was just joking? Yes, it's too late for me. Right?
Whoops.
No, I meant it, Darnell. All right, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Hey, so we're on the Phillies, man. It doesn't matter who we play. As long as our bats are where they need to be, I think we got a great chance against anybody. And people are panicking about whether we play the Mets or whoever we play. Listen, you got to beat the best to be the best. So there's no, you know, this is it. We're in Red October, and it's time to do what we got to do.
And by the way, sometimes you don't have to beat the best to be the best.
Yeah, I don't care about beating the best in this tournament. Yeah,
I mean, you know, like, I'll take the easiest path that we could possibly get.
Yeah, that'll lie down right for me.
Lie down in front of me.
Please.
I mean, that does happen sometimes.
It does.
It really.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Ray,
you know who got really jobbed by not getting that beautiful opportunity was John Chaney. All five times that Chaney got to the Elite Eight, he faced either a one or a two seed.
Two.
And
most of the teams went
times.
On to win, I feel like,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes you get a six, you get an eight, you get a four, you get a ten.
The Duke one broke my heart. I mean,
the 88 one?
Yeah. I was a freshman for the Michigan State one.
Yeah, to be fair, Temple was the one that year.
Yes, they were.
But the other 4 years.
32-1, I think, the whole year.
Yeah,
I was a freshman, the Mateen Cleaves year.
Well, that's
like, that was
one.
My freshman year at Temple. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe this is happening.
He never
as
got
a
help.
Freshman. And
never got help. All right. Darnell. Go ahead, buddy.
Real quick, Joe, you know, some fan bases' mindset is totally different. When I was driving for Lyft like 7 years ago when Brady was at his prom, I had a customer, well, a client from Boston, and I said, hey, did you go to the parade? He was like, no, I'm going to go next year.
Oh, that's
I'm
brutal.
Like, just the mindset of a winning town, like, is just so totally different.
No, you're right.
Can you imagine that?
You're right.
Wow. No, I can't. I actually can't imagine. That doesn't
that's process. Okay. I didn't make the parade.
It doesn't process
next year.
Me.
I'll get to it next year.
But let me just say this one thing. I'm going to say this. There might be a lot of people that don't like to hear it. I'm going to be honest, okay? Game 4 of the 2022 World Series, I could tell that the crowd was tired. We had all been out of our minds for 3 weeks screaming and yelling and cheering and all that. And I just remember game 4. Now, granted, they got no hit, but I remember early.
I don't know if it was tired more than it was tight.
No, I remember being tired, and I remember looking around and seeing tired people before the game.
Well, we're coming off that 7-0 romp. Yeah. Everyone in the city's losing
their
mind.
It's hard to sustain it sometimes.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
It can be really all right.
And then to Rhea's point, it can get tight as well.
Oh, of course.
With the history
that's
and all
for
that
sure.
stuff, for sure.
Darnell, give me an answer here. What's red?
Yeah, well, this one, you never think of this person without being in red. No other color this person can wear. Santa Claus.
Santa's already been said. Give me a different answer.
Oh, it has?
Yep.
Oh, man. Red October.
Has already been said. You got one more shot.
Oh, goodness gracious. Blood has already been said.
Yeah?
I don't know, man.
All right, Darnell, great call, man. Keep the calls coming. Good work. All right, let's get to Rob Thompson. So he will actually join us on the show at 8 o'clock. But prior to that, let's give you a taste of some of what he said yesterday. And I think the most notable thing was on the second starter issue. Now, he did not declare who it would be. I will tell you, based on what you're about to hear, I'm of the mindset that he's leaning toward Christopher Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson yesterday.
As far as that number two game two starter. I guess what are the factors there? Obviously, with the way the schedule sets up, you know, whoever pitches game two could come back and throw a lot of innings in game five if there was one, and if you needed them to back up Wheeler. I guess what are all the factors you're going to be looking at?
Well, I think it depends on the team we're playing. I factored in the talk around town is Sanchi's home and road splits. So you got to factor that in. I mean, he's just so much better at home. Plus the fact you can have the ability to break up the right-handed starters and you break up the left-handed starters. And, you know, you got a guy in Nola that can – he's calm and cool. It doesn't matter where he's pitching. So I think a lot of those things are in play, and they're things to have a conversation about and try and come up with a collective decision.
That means Christopher Sanchez.
Blatant. Wow. I don't even think you can interpret it any other way.
He told us.
I think so.
He just said Christopher Sanchez is starting game two.
Like, I think so.
And it's because Aaron Nola can go out and do this anywhere.
Well, that's part of it. But I want to play.
Can't.
John, I want to play another piece of audio because I think the road and home split is a huge factor.
I think it really matters.
Listen to Rob Thompson talking somewhat extensively yesterday about that issue, and I think you'll understand this is a huge element for him of why I think he's going Sanchez.
Kind of earlier in the season, maybe you were asked a few times about the Christopher Sanchez home road splits, and I think you mentioned before that maybe you thought it was something that was more just random and didn't have a ton of significance behind it. But as the season's kind of gone on, and now these games matter way more, how much more significance do you have to put behind that, and how much more do you take it into account?
Well, I think early in the year you don't have a lot of games under your belt, but as time goes on, it's a thing. I think there's a lot of innings there that you can look at and say, well, you know, maybe this is a thing. But and I think at times, most of the time, I think those numbers go back and forth from year to year. It's like, you know, a guy's got a better ERA in day games than he does in night games, or vice versa. Like, I don't know how much that is real, but with Sanchi's innings and starts that he's had this year, there is some reality to this.
I mean, that's pretty telling.
Yeah. Christopher Sanchez game two.
Very straightforward, it feels like to me. Like, I don't think – normally we're like, let's parse this audio. I don't think we need to.
All right, we'll see if Rob Thompson's ready to truly declare it, because he joins us on the show today at 8 o'clock. Jason Kelsey with us for an hour starting at 7:30. You can be here as well. 215-592-9494. It's Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We broadcast as a station until 7:30 here today, 7:30 at night, that is. Chickies and Pete's, your destination for all postseason action. Ben Davis joins us next. Bunch of calls as well on 94 WIP.
Head to Dogs and Cats Rule for a new fashionable coat, maybe a warm fleece for your pet as the weather starts to change. Dogs and Cats Rule, they also have Halloween themed toys, collars, harnesses, and treats. Now, even though the weather's starting to turn a little bit cooler, fleas and ticks are still out there. Protect your pet at Dogs and Cats Rules by asking their knowledgeable staff about all natural remedies with no toxins. We know fresh is best when it comes to pet food, and the lead dog, George Perante, says when it comes to fresh, they've got it all. Gently cooked, freeze-dried, dehydrated, or air-dried. At Dogs and Cats Rule, they have the best trained staff to help you. So maybe if your pet has dietary restrictions or allergies, they can help you figure out what is best so your pet can live their best lives. Dogs and Cats Rule, 7 neighborhood locations, Princeton and Pennington in New Jersey, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell in Pennsylvania, online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.